You are now in front of the display cabinet containing the Inkizi Mangaka. An Inkizi, or power statue, is an object that contains the spirit of an ancestor. It could take various forms, such as, in this case, an almost life-size representation of a human. This statue was called Mangaka and was supposed to look terrifying. The spirit in the statue could be triggered into action by driving nails and knives into the wooden torso. Currently, there are more than a dozen spectacular mangaka figures in Western museums. That is no coincidence. In the 19th century, some chiefs used the statues as a deterrent. Anyone guilty of theft or of violating a trade treaty would be severely punished by the spirit in the statue. The threat was very effective. To break the power of such chiefs, colonial authorities sometimes forcibly removed the mangaka. This Inkizi is a statue of more than a meter high and is housed in a glass display case that is located roughly in the middle of the room. The statue is made from dark wood. It is a male figure that is slightly bent over. Around his waist, he wears a belt with light brown strips of textile attached to it. The figure rests his hands on his hips and looks straight ahead. His eyes are represented by bright white discs that stand out against the black wood. His other facial features are quite roughly represented. Straight eyebrows and a straight nose and quite thick lips. Around his neck, he wears a white collar with long hair hanging from it. The collar is very high, almost against his chin. Most striking, however, is his upper body, which is full of nails and other sharp objects.